You are the dumbest man I have ever met in my entire life.
It's cold out, dude. Come on, it is chilly.
I'm not properly dressed. I'm wearing long sleeves, but I still got the shorts on and like the light summer shoes. And man, it's chilly. It's brisk.
Of course,
I walked in this morning and Johnny Greaser, literally, yeah. I say, "What's up, Johnny?" He goes, "Oh, are you missing some buttons?" And I'm like, "F you." That's how deep down my
damn, you're going full deep, dude.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the problem is the other button is right here. And this just doesn't feel right. I got a broad chest and I don't know. I don't like how this feels. I know it looks fine.
What is it? Too deep? What's wrong?
No, not deep enough here, like on my button up. So I always just do one more. But yeah, mine is it's deep, bro.
Keeping the hat on.
Yeah.
It really is cold down here in this basement.
You and I are matching today. We got the blue and the black on. Look at that. That's it's so cute.
What's up, dude? Yeah, hey, that's better. You know what, though? Bust that winter jacket up. That's no joke.
It's getting hot. The first day of autumn was yesterday, and it's here with a vengeance, man. It is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say to you earlier, dude, like, dude, it's 50 degrees right now and rainy. Yeah,
it's rainy.
Mother Nature definitely was like, oh, yeah, it's the last day. Click. Yeah. We're turning this off. This nice weather shit.
Fuck you guys. That's it. I'm sorry. I'm ready for winter, dude. I've been kind of.
You love winter. You're a Wisconsin winter guy.
Yep, I do like winter, and I'm excited for all the fun stuff to do in winter, like snowmobiling and skiing. And see, the key is, like, I tell everyone's like, oh, God, how do you handle the winters up there? And I'm like, yeah, it's some of the stuff sucks, you know, but you got to find things to occupy your time.
There's two types of people, right? There's the people who bitch about it the first week, and then you just get used to it, you know? Yep. That's me. I'll bitch about it right off the bat, and then I'm like, my body kind of adjusts to it, and I get used to it. Then there's people that are just effing cold. Yeah. All year round. They complain the whole time.
Whole time.
I'm just like, dude, it's been, you know, it's been fucking snowing for like 2 months and you're still complaining. Like every day, like get over it, dude.
Seeing this white shit outside, man. It's ridiculous. That's the other thing, too. If you live up north, you got to expect the snow. Like you can't be mad when it's here. You live up north. That's like an Eskimo going, what the fuck, man?
You're an Eskimo and you live in Alaska, so.
I was watching this old video of you might have seen. I think it was on Reddit. It was from I don't know back in the 40s or 50s, showing like Inuits building an igloo. Dude, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Man.
And how people live there, dude. That's
that lifestyle, dude. You gotta. Here's the thing. It's like, dude, it's really flat there, so you can like they walk like hundreds of miles to go catch this fish at this certain spot where you can only catch this certain type of fish and. Like, dude, that's a lot of work, man. Just
everything.
Come back to the States. Like,
yeah. Like, it's okay. Go visit. Wow. But every single day is work. You're working to survive. Like, God, man.
I think I saw that same documentary you watched. And you know what? They look pretty happy, though. They look content.
If that's all you know, and I'm sure there's some, tell you what, they don't have smartphones. They don't need to be worried about, you know, what's trending on Twitter and fucking, you know?
Because you don't need to know that. You don't need to scroll through that every single day.
No. Yeah, actually, I know we got to get to fact and opinion, but it's become kind of a problem, and I'm going to have to remedy it just by putting my phone down. So, obviously, I got a newborn. She's 3 months old now, and so I spend a lot of times up in the middle of the night feeding and changing and doing all that. But usually after I feed her, I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting for her to burp, and I just trying to get her back to sleep, and so I just scroll through my phone. And unfortunately, like in Facebook, they have the recommend and it'll just be constant, right? You just scroll, find the next video and thing. And TikTok, I think is a poison to society.
I think it's a problem for sure. So
there's two things. There's this trend and there's a lot of them, whether it's the fancy dance, you know, like fancy like Applebee's. What it is excuses for people to be vain and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. And I think all of social media is that way, which, look, man, I'm not going to lie. I posted that photo of that big ass bass I caught. Like, it's cool. It's fun to share that stuff. But when your main goal is to get every single thing.
It's like you're not posting every day, though. It's like, and people realize that. You people out there posting every single day, you know, the people on the other side of that know that you're posting every single day and rolling their eyes.
Like, it's this this new trend, this one I see a lot on TikTok, and this is kind of, I'll take the long way of getting there, but all the scrolling, there's this, like, what's it called? It's like Transformation Challenge, and it showed these people, like, Oh, and then they do this thing where they cross their arms and then they bring their arms down. And when they bring their arms down, they're all done up, right? Dude, all it is just a people, an excuse for people to get themselves done up and then look sexy in the camera. And then they just this walk in place, dude. It's fucking cringy as hell. And you just know it's just because people are looking for this attention and they see other people do it. And now, Hunter, and even Offset, there's these guys and multiple people where their video is them reacting to the other people's video.
Oh, and Jesus. Just pile on, man. Pile on.
What the fuck are we doing? What is this? It doesn't make sense to me.
The reason I haven't downloaded TikTok. Somebody asked me that the other day. They're like, have you downloaded TikTok? I'm like, no. It's just like, dude, I don't want to. I know what it is. I get enough entertainment as it is. You know, I see enough throughout the internet throughout the day. I don't need another app to suck me in for another couple hours, dude.
It's not even entertainment in my mind. Like, I find myself getting angry at it. Like, these video, like, it's acting. Like, people are acting in these videos, and it's so fucking terrible. It's so, and people are spending their days, literally hours on end, thinking, okay, what can we set up here? What can we do? How about you stand there, and then I'm gonna walk up and pretend like I'm gonna slap your ass, but then I'm gonna pull up, and we're gonna act like it's so bad. It's so bad.
Here's the thing: not everybody needs a platform. Just saying, not everybody needs to be outspoken and have a platform to
ultimately that is what's I don't want to sound like a dick because you and I are sitting here talking and giving our opinions and I get everyone has a right to it,
right?
But just because we can doesn't mean that everyone should, and that is the only bad part about social media is that it's given every single fucking person like and two now kids are seeing that and thinking like that's a legit it's not a legit thing it's nope. not it's
especially
not
when you're growing up with it and you don't know anything different. It's like, man, it's not good for the kids, dude. I really don't think so.
Well, that was actually one of these transformation videos was a mom and her like middle school age daughter. And I'm like, that's fucking terrible. That daughter, unfortunately, if she continues to go on like her mom, is going to be a fucking horrible human being. Like, I know it sounds terrible, but her mom's a piece of shit.
It's
making
the truth,
her dog pants on social media. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It works me up. So yeah, I'm gonna have to just like not.
Well, dude, you're gonna get worked up because you got a kid, and she's gonna be on that Twitter, and she's gonna be on that social media.
I tell you what, when she turns 18, go for it. But while she's in my house, and I know people are like, oh, it's easy to say, no, it's fucking no. My number one goal at this point, obviously, I want her to be successful and have a great life and a great career. Mm-hmm. If I can instill in her the fact that you don't need this validation from fucking strangers that mean nothing. You don't need to put yourself out there and dance and do all these stupid fucking things for validation, you know? And sorry to say, dude, like too, a lot of parents do need to watch it because there's a lot of creepy fucking people out there that are watching their kids dance, watching other people's kids dance. Right. Right. All the wrong reasons, man. No.
Yeah, just think about what's on the other side, you know, and just treat it. I don't know. It's not something you should be doing all day long, you know.
And that's what kills me is that's what people do. And I think I might have mentioned this before is that there's legit, it's called like content camps or content houses where it's literally all of these influencers, these TikTokers, everything, they rent like these big houses together and they just spend all day trying to make content to get views.
It's ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous. Get a job, fucking bums.
That is their job.
No, that's not.
They're getting paid, dude. They're getting paid fat.
A small amount. That's the other thing too. If there's any youths out there listening, it's almost like making it to the pros. All right. The chances of you making millions of dollars like PewDiePie or some of the other, fucking minuscule. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. All right, that's enough of me ranting.
Damn, some pissed you off on TikTok or something.
Watching these people, it's just we become so vain and just selfish. And
well, another thing is it's like we're oblivious to it. Like it's so common. It just happens every day. Everybody's into their phone. It's just you don't think about it.
Like it's not good quality. It's not a good quality in humankind, in humanity.
Into your phone is you're wasting your life, man.
Looking into your phone, especially looking at yourself and then looking at people looking at you. And that's what you're doing. That's what you're fucking doing with your life. Come on now. Get the fuck out of here. All right. Let's do fact and opinion. Let's do something really
legit
stupid.
Angry.
How about this? Here we go. Chia seeds can absorb up to 27 times their weight in water, and it's led to the hospitalization of at least one person.
Dude probably ate a chia seed, dude, and the fucking grew inside of him. Your bush looks a little weird. It's green.
Look, I thought if I ate chia seeds, I'd grow hair. I thought that.
You ever have a chia?
I think we did. I think we bought a sheep. So my mom loves sheep.
We had the one. We had one, I think.
And so for one Christmas, you know, of course, kids.
Chia.
We bought her the sheep chia. And yeah, we had it on the windowsill, and I think it grew, but then it ended up dying because mom didn't water anything. But you know, the actual like clay form was kind of nice. Like that was kind of pretty, actually. But
it's kind of a cool idea. I honestly gotta give it to him. You know,
well, dude, it better idea. Than fucking pet rock or sea monkeys. Yeah. I mean, it's weird.
People still buy those.
What is it about society, Hunter, that we like buying these kitschy little stupid things that end up like the singing Billy Bass? Okay. Yeah. Dude, that was a massive
thing. It's because people like, they like the little laugh. They like the little joke thing, you know, like opening it up around, especially around holidays. If you can figure out something to sell that will like make people snicker as they open it up around the family, you're golden, dude.
You and I have had this conversation. If you can get something that sells hot, at Spencer's as a gag gift, like a gag gift, dude, if you could make a fortune off a gag gift, you did it right. Because
tell them about your dildo putter.
Oh, the dildo putter. I mean, well, you got the dildo putter, okay, which is just a big dildo on the handle of a putter. Yeah. That was your idea. But anyway, what you do is that's great for bachelorette parties, people that golf, or in a golf league. All right, hey, you got the
grip. It's a grip. You just slide it over your handle grip.
You got the worst score last round. You got to use the dildo putter. Yeah. But shit like that, though.
People will buy it.
I think my best idea though is the Fleshlight Billy Bass is what it is.
Well, I have no idea what the connection is. You looked at a Billy Bass one time and you looked at fisherman. Like, I'm gonna put a Fleshlight in that thing's mouth.
I'm gonna fuck it. No, for anything sexual sells. Think about how many bachelor parties have purchased those terrible blow up dolls that don't look anything like a woman. Yeah. But you buy it for the bachelor party. And it's hey man,
here's what it is. It's gotta be cheap to make. And yep. It's got to make people laugh. Boom.
Yep. I mean, I can't tell you how many sticks of gum I bought that are shock, like little shock sticks. Yeah.
Dude, my grandpa used to have a cigar box that like he had in his drawer, and it was full of like rubber bugs, like that you know, spearmint gum, magic. Like he had like fake, what was in there? Fake scratches. And, like my cousin loved his car to death. So dude, he goes out there and grabs that fake scratch and puts it all on the side of his car. He's freaking out.
Yeah,
dude, my grandpa was awesome. He's
the fact that he had a prank box is fantastic. And cigar box, that's even better. Man.
We go to, you know, go to grandma and grandpa's house. I'd always go in his bedroom, dude, and like, yeah, what else has he got in that prank box? That was like the highlight of hanging out over there, dude. It was a good time.
And see, that's the kind of stuff, though. And even if you just nickel and dime here and there, I mean, you can make money on that. If you sell a thousand things at $10, I mean, you're making a good chunk of money.
You're making money, man.
Well, I want to look up this. Best as seen on TV.
Johnny, I've typed this in before.
Yeah. Or best as seen on TV products. Yeah, if you can get something on the
I've typed this in before and legit like trying to buy something. I'm like, what's the best stuff they got out there?
There's actually, I think you can go, there's a website, as seen on TV.com. Right. Well, I mean, the Snuggie. Think about the Snuggie, bro. Oh, my God, dude.
Right.
Some guy put sleeves on a blanket and made
millions of dollars.
Millions, yeah. And even the chia pet. I mean,
there's a lot of things in the ass seen on TV. You're like, I should have thought of that. Damn it.
Yep. Yeah.
Beat me to it. Simple stuff.
My egg cooker, that's as seen on TV. The clapper. The clapper, which that's actually kind of, I mean, that's like an actual really good product. You know what I mean? Did it work?
Oh, come on. Come on. Hey! Oh! There it is. I got a clapper though. You know what's nice? You can set the sensitivity on it because, dude, you'll be watching a movie and that thing will just start turning on and turning off at the base of the room. You know, like, damn it. It kind of works.
I mean, yeah, it's just, it's all you need is just something that makes life a little bit easier. If it doesn't really make life easier. Of course, I've had a couple things that I've bought that I'm like, this is really great. Actually, two of them are egg related. I have the egg cooker, which is the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And then I also have this little thing. My mom had it. And I'm like, where did you get that? What you do is you crack an egg in it and you throw it in the microwave and it's a little circle and it makes like the perfect cooked egg for a sandwich.
Yeah.
That's sick. Man. Dude, it's awesome.
Those are nice. You ever get anything that you were like, oh, that's terrible. There's nothing.
Oh,
like.
Yeah. And I think you and I have the same one. It was that window cleaner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The little window chamois for inside.
Yeah, inside. So it's kind of inverted so you can clean your inside of your windows easier.
It broke the first time I used it. Dude, yeah. Snapped.
Here's what you did, though. You made a mistake by throwing the whole thing away. You just throw the broken handle off. Now you got just like a little nubby. It works pretty good, though.
Now being a little bit handier in my older age, I probably could have just found a nice piece of PVC and made it better. Yeah.
The idea is great. It's nice. You get a good angle on it. And that's a hard window to clean, you know?
Yep.
But I got this. I was going to clean the drains one time. And I ordered this. What do they call them? Snakes? Like drain snakes or whatever, you know? So I got one, dude, and literally, Brock, it was this long. I kept looking at it, and I'm like, it came from China, so that will tell you. It might have came from Wish, honestly. But you know what? Dude, literally, it was this long. And I, like, looked at it, and I'm like, I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Like there's something else here or, like, extend some. What's going on? Nobody sells drain snakes this long. What kind of a drain is that?
Little tiny Japanese drains.
Is what I didn't guess, dude. I was like, that was almost comically funny.
There's some that are definitely not worth the money, but man, I tell you what, just one idea, $1 million idea, and you're set to go. Just
I
like
got a lot of asking, dude. The Ronco Pocket Fisherman, I have that. That's awesome.
See, that I never bought new. I got one secondhand. I bought it at a garage sale, which almost even better because it's not that cheap when you buy it on TV.
Dude, they're like $30, dude. Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and the banjo minnow. I did con my
mind. Yeah, there you go.
Banjo minnow. Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. So good. So good. But anyway, so well, we covered a lot of shit today. So why don't we get out of here? Thanks everyone so much for hanging out, putting up with our rants and our by the way, dildo tutter, dildo putter and flesh bass are patent pending.
Are you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen? Coming soon. Oh, no. You'll see it on Shark Tank next week.
Yeah, for the Shark Tank. I'm going to get escorted off the property. So you ever think about fucking a bass in the mouth? There we go.
You're off. Get off the stage.
Get off the stage. All right. We will see you next time with another fact and opinion. It's Brock and Hunter with WIRX.